This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Many of us aren't familiar with Broadway going through Alamo Heights. It's a busy street, it's a pretty street, a lot of character, but could it be much, much more? Imagine Broadway with room for walking and biking, many sidewalk cafes, plazas, gardens. That's a proposal that's created by UTSA Professor of Architecture Antonio Petrov, and he joins us now here in the studio. Antonio, welcome to The Source.
Thank you so much.
What you call this, the third way looking at Broadway and trying to modernize it? What do you mean by third way?
The third way, or as we call it, the third condition, came about when we did research on Alamo Heights in an extensive way. We tried to understand the place, its identity, its characteristics, and we looked at factual data and experiential data, and we always came to a point where we realized, okay, there's a more urban part of this territory and then a more non-urban. And the third condition was something where we felt like we need to find something in between that engages the urban and the non-urban in a new way, and something that we can lean forward to and not kind of keep going back to old problems that this area obviously still has.
The city of Alamo Heights is interested in figuring out a way to rejuvenate that area, revision that area, right?
Yes.
Okay, and so our phone lines are open. If you live in Alamo Heights, you go through there. If you got something to say, we want to hear from you. The number is 210-614-8980. What do you think about a proposal that would create a linear park along Broadway, also still keeping room for cars? But some people don't want to give up any lanes for cars. The number is 210-614-8980, also making it much more friendly to pedestrians and bikers. You can also email us at thesource@tpr.org, tweet us at @tprsource. So how does this work as a street? This is a really important street, particularly because there's not a lot of avenues to get up to, like, Austin Highway. And then if you clog up Broadway with this pretty park, but you can't get cars through, that's not workable.
Yes. The way we've proposed this park actually at this point doesn't change the lane configurations of Broadway. It keeps it exactly as it is. We've been looking at spaces that are sort of leftover spaces. We've used parking lots. We reappropriated them. We shifted them from one side to the other to not also affect parking, which is a very important part of Broadway. And the way we've made this proposal, the way it stands at this point, doesn't change the lanes or the traffic on Broadway. We know how important it is. It's a very important avenue, obviously.
So the traffic flow would remain intact, but right now, if you're a walker or even a biker, and you're trying to go down Broadway, and particularly when it goes up to Austin Highway, that's very difficult to get through. Is this something that would remedy that?
I wouldn't say remedy, because the thing is, like, I think there's a larger process that we have to go through to rethink the way we use urban space and public space. Obviously, we have to engage a little bit more with public transportation. I think Broadway avails itself as a very, very important avenue within the context of San Antonio, because it actually connects the airport and a park downtown. So it's this very important street that connects two major parts of the city, and it avails itself for public transportation. To unclog itself.
Sure, and we're seeing redevelopment along Broadway, yes, along the San Antonio portion from downtown up to the Pearl area. We're seeing the new Children's Museum, the Duseum, also redevelopment at the Whitty Museum, all sorts of great activity along Broadway. And would this be a sort of way to a continuation or a way to capture that energy and bring it into Alamo Heights?
Yes, because one thing we emphasized on this process were that we didn't want to just do another master plan of the entire street and the entire area. We were interested in kind of proposing architectural interventions. We were interested in thinking, how could architecture change the city? We've seen many, many good examples in the city, like the Duseum, like the Pearl, like those architectural catalysts, and how could we imagine new program within Broadway, which it desperately needs in Alamo Heights, to attract a different demographic, and then with it the third condition is a park that kind of engages with this new interventions and creates like this connective tissue within the fabric.
Let's go to the phone lines. We really want to hear from folks on this because this has got to, you got to get community buy-in to make this go, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's get Stephen on the air. The number is 210-614-8980. And Stephen, hi. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hello. Yes. My name is Stephen Luque, and I am the CEO and founder of Gardopia Gardens. I'm calling because what piqued my interest is when he talked about having gardens on this Broadway area. And so I'm thinking, what does he see as far as food security and maybe even creating a food force along this pathway?
All right, Stephen, great question. Appreciate that. So a food forest, first, are you familiar with that?
Yes, actually, we have proposed 12 architectural interventions. We have proposed, let me just quickly run through a few of them, and then we go to the food part. It's like we have proposed a parking garage, for example, that would change over time. It would start as a parking garage, and within 5 years, 10 years, it could change into a recreational space with no parking spots. So where we can kind of like have a symbolic structure that could kind of like symbolize the change in the town. And amongst other program, we also proposed a farmer's market with at the school, at the Columbus Elementary School. And there's like a larger territory around it where we imagined things to grow so that children could also participate in seeing how things grow. People don't know anymore.
At the Cambridge?
It's Cambridge. Sorry. Cambridge. And there we imagine like some form of like a garden, a more an active participatory garden.
Okay, and so that would be part of the vision. And so green space, this all become public space? Because right now there's not a whole lot of public space in Alamo Heights.
Yes, our research found that at this point there's nearly no public space in Alamo Heights. So the majority of so-called public spaces right now along Broadway are consumer spaces. So you have to basically be a consumer in order to use or utilize the space. So there's no public space. We imagine this to be a public space. It could be a private public
a partnership.
Yes, a private public partnership. Yes,
right. And but it's still going to take quite a bit of investment building parking garages and things that requires money. Bonds,
yes.
A bond proposal.
Yes,
would have to be behind all this. And getting people in Alamo Heights behind it is going to be crucial. Alamo Heights has been known for it can be doesn't move very fast. That's why the speed limit there is so low. They don't like things that move too fast in Alamo Heights. If you got a question or a comment, we want to hear from you. We're going to go to break right now. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. We're talking about the proposal for a linear park that could go through Broadway, through Alamo Heights, how this could enhance the character of this important part of our metropolitan area. Stay tuned. This is The Source on KSTX. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Broadway Boulevard in Alamo Heights could be in for a major makeover. That wide street filled with traffic at almost all hours could be transformed into a linear park that's tailored for walkers and bikers. This is an ambitious proposal. Of course, we know that Broadway is the center of the community there, but turning that 2.5 miles into an area with plazas, sidewalks, gardens, sidewalk cafes, you know, what would that mean for Alamo Heights? Would you support that? The number is 210-614-8980. With me in the studio is the UTSA professor of architecture who is floating this idea. He's trying to spur people's imagination about what this boulevard could be. But we do know that Alamo Heights, their government there, is looking at ways to revitalize that avenue. And so we're joined by Antonio Petrov. Let's get a caller on the air with Jake. And Jake, hi, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hey, guys, I just want to say thanks for having this conversation. And I just wanted to mention the new apartment complex, and it's more than an apartment complex. It's going to be apartments with some parking, but also it's going to have bottom floor shopping there at the intersection of Austin Highway and Broadway. And I kind of want to just touch a little bit on how difficult it was for the city of Alamo Heights and Overland Partner Architects to get that project pushed through because of how slow and how kind of a little bit backwards some of the residents of the Alamo Heights area are, and just the reality that this is something like, and the park that we're talking about right now, it's such a progressive idea. My question really is it even really feasible right now? Like, are we 10 years out, or is this something that we're talking about doing right now?
All right, Jake, thanks for the reality check, making sure we're not getting caught up in our dreams. But, you know, is this something could actually happen?
We thought of it as if it could happen. The time frame is probably more a question of the citizens of Alamo Heights. But the way we looked at it, the way we carefully analyzed every inch almost of Broadway, is that we are ready to you know, take a next step, go further with the project. We believe it could happen.
What could this mean for the community of Alamo Heights? So we know that the people who live there, they treasure many of these places on the street, you know, Bike World, the coffee shop, many of the restaurants. It's all part of the integrated into their community.
It's absolutely that. That's the beauty of the third condition. It's kind of like this condition that kind of like embraces all of the qualities of Alamo Heights and connects them and improves them. And connects them to Broadway, to more, the more urban part of the city.
But Alamo Heights, people who have looked at the numbers and what the forecast for the community, they see a shrinking tax base,
yeah.
A population that you know is not a young population. They wonder what the future means for the community and if they could do something maybe like this that would revitalize that neighborhood and help breathe new life into the community without changing the character of the community.
That's what I wanted to just mention. That was one of our main aspects. We didn't want to change the character of the place. We were really interested in local businesses, local qualities, and we wanted to just enhance them. We just wanted to just illuminate the qualities of Alamo Heights and not change them, because I think we all agree it's an important part of the city, and we all want to maintain its characteristics, but to some degree it also has to move a little bit forward. And right now there is, as I mentioned before, 48% of Broadway's parking space. This is not very appealing for like a major urban avenue.
Let's go back to the phone lines with Jeff. And Jeff, hi, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Just a quick question in regard to the architectural planning in that area. That area is a floodplain, and it is prone to some serious flooding when it do get that torrential rainstorm. Has that been considered as well in that architectural planning?
Great question, Jeff. Thanks for calling in. So, Antonio.
Yes, we had lots of meetings with the fire chief. He was so kind to walk us through the problems they had in the past and how we could kind of consider moving forward into the future. So we had conversations. We haven't done construction documents yet. As I said, this is all in like an early planning stage. We wanted to share ideas, but we were aware of the problematique, and some of the ideas even embraced it. Yes.
Back to the phones with Al. And Al, hi, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Well, thank you very much. I just have a very quick comment and perhaps a question. In reference to the earlier comment about limited public space in Alamo Heights, my feeling is it's not so much a matter of the amount of public space in Alamo Heights. Rather, it's access to space. And Alamo Heights is in a favorable position to have access to the museums and Breckenridge Park. So that's one comment I would say there. The other is a question I have, and that is the funding of the efforts to extend this project into Alamo Heights. Where is the funding coming from? Will any of the funding come from the coffers of the city of San Antonio as opposed to the city of Alamo Heights? And I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you so much. I enjoy your program immensely.
All right. Thanks, Al. Appreciate your calling in. Great questions. But funding, I mean, there's maybe, I guess, HUD funding. There's also issues of like aging in place. There's so that this could possibly tap into dollars for that.
Possibly, yes. I want to, first of all, mention something. I really appreciate the comment that was just made in terms of public space and accessibility, because I really think there's something to be talked about there. If you go into the neighborhoods, if you really go into Alamo Heights deeply into it, you see that there is lots of park-like quality space basically everywhere. But the amount of sidewalks really shrinks the further you get into it. People walk on the streets. It's not very, very appealing. And then other major public spaces like Brackenridge or the museums, which most of them are actually outside of Alamo Heights, outside of the jurisdictions of Alamo Heights. So Alamo Heights itself is in desperate need of public space in whichever form. In terms of funding, I don't want to jump the gun here, but I think we are having conversations. We are trying to think of different options. I mentioned before that the Highline Project in New York City definitely is a great effort in terms of its architecture, its qualities, its place in the city, but also its funding model. So we're looking into things, and we will hopefully be able to make a proposal soon.
Back to the phone lines, and the number is 210-614-8980 if you want to call in. And Art is on the line. Hi, Art. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
All right, thank you. I just had a couple of comments, and one was an earlier comment about Overland Park Partners having issues trying to build an apartment complex at the corner of Sawston Highway and Broadway. The reason it was controversial, it was they were giving part of the city, that park that's on the corner, and that's a floodplain as well. So the caller mentioned about how things ground, it was a very, very slow process. The problem is because of this park issue, and also their original height was over the Alamo Heights city limits. And now my in-laws were at the corner Word, and I had to go to city council because I live on Oakview, which is another story in itself. I'm going to get to in a minute. So in corner Word had to lower their height, but then these apartment developers were not, and that's why it took so long. They finally lowered their height. My other comment and my concern is I live on Oakview, and it's turned into a freeway. At one time, the city wanted to turn Claywell into a one-way going east and Oakview going one-way west because of the volume. There was no quarry before, and the gentleman talked about it. And I'm all for, having more accessibility, but there already is a farmer's market at the quarry. There's a farmer's market at the Pearl. There's a lot of stores, businesses that really can't make it on Broadway because you're competing with either the Pearl downtown or the quarry. So I guess my concern is just the volume of traffic on the side streets. And then one of your guests, you made a comment about how traffic goes so slowly. It doesn't go 25 on the side streets. They go 45, 50 miles an hour to cut over to New Braunfels or get over to Eisenhower. Wow. So that's my concern basically is the volume of traffic and the flow and the velocity of traffic.
Okay, Art, thanks for those great points. Appreciate you calling in with that. So, Antonio, what do you think?
The traffic volume in general is a problem in San Antonio, and it's a rising problem. I mean, I think...
And we get that problem with Hildebrand. We need more arteries like that, and I don't see how that could be fixed. And then it goes straight into Broadway. You've got people trying to get to, Incarnate Word University and all sorts of places. In the quarry and the Pearl, it's just so much... Do you think that's going to change with the new... I mean, transportation, personal transportation is going to change dramatically in the next 10 years. Self-driving cars, you're no longer having a car, but subscribing to a service, that's going to change everything. I mean, is that part of your vision?
Absolutely. I mean, I think our vision, also the way we try to manifest that with architectural interventions there, as I said before, that a parking garage could become a leisure space, try to engage with those ideas or at least symbolically try to say, okay, there's a change happening. I think there's many, many avenues we can go. We had some conversation with VIA there's more to talk, I think. I mean, it's a bigger problem. I wish we had the time to engage with... It's a regional problem. It's not just local. It's a regional problem.
Sure, but it is disruptive to the people who live in Alamo Heights.
Absolutely.
And it's unfair. It's unfair to them. Another caller, Carol. Hi, Carol. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. Yes. The interesting topic. I kind of had a comment about the... what you mentioned earlier about sidewalks and shrinkage of sidewalks when you really get into the neighborhood. It's true. I mean, like when I was I would walk my dog in that area because it's one of the safest places to walk my dog in all of pretty much San Antonio. But when I was walking in that area of Bastille and Broadway, the security guards just, and then the quarry area as well, the security guards out there, they just go into a panic when they see me walking with my dog. And I'm responsible, and I'm very responsible. I pick up after my dog if he does anything, you know. Mm-hmm. But there, it's just the business aspect to locals and dog walkers and things like that. I just don't think it's very friendly at all. I think that's one thing that San Antonio has on top of, is that at least they're trying to be more local friendly and not commerce friendly, I guess. I don't know how to word that, but
okay,
yeah, it's extremely frustrating.
Carol, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. So you hear the Carol's frustration. I think it's indicative of a lot of people that live in there, and that's why they would welcome this proposal.
Yes, I hope so. I mean, we had some good feedback at the two exhibitions where we had the chance to present it to the public.
All right, Antonio Petrov, he is a professor of architecture at UTSA. He has created a vision for Broadway going through Alamo Heights, one of a linear park with spaces to walk dogs, to have sidewalk cafes, gardens and plazas. And you're going to keep working it, talking to people about it, and see where this goes. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And this is The Source on KSTX. When we come back from the break, the Coffee Festival. Stay tuned.